Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, the go-to source for Canadian entrepreneurs and business leaders. Join us as we dive deep into the heart of Canada's business community, bringing you inspiring stories, cutting-edge insights, and practical advice from our nation's brightest minds in marketing, innovation, leadership, and tech. Whether you're launching a startup or scaling your enterprise, our mission is to empower your journey with wisdom that makes a difference. Let's grow together, right here, right now.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit ups.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi everyone, this is Maheen and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where today we're here to share strategies and ideas to help small businesses thrive. We're diving into digital marketing for local businesses with two incredible guests, Kevin Brady and Eric Poulin. Kevin is the president of the Digital Marketing People Inc., bringing over 35 years of experience in marketing and business growth. Eric, the co-founder of Calendar Budget and director of technology at the Digital Marketing People, combines technology and entrepreneurship to drive online success. So without further ado, let's dive into this exciting conversation. Kevin and Eric, it's a pleasure to have you both on the podcast. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Great, thanks. We're excited to be on the podcast.
We're very excited to share your insights and expertise with our listeners today. Now, let's kind of begin our discussion with how to get started with digital marketing, because digital marketing, it often feels overwhelming for small business owners who are just starting out. And we'd love to demystify the process and kind of discuss how businesses can take their first steps. Kevin, this one's for you. What's the best way for small local businesses to get started with digital marketing, especially if they have no prior experience?
I think that there are some very interesting tools that are free and very available to small business owners and quite simple to use that I would suggest that they start with. First of all, if they were to search for Google Trends, Google provides a program where they can put in a business idea and Google will tell them, what is the trend? Is this a growth idea or is it in decline, or what's the opportunity that's out there? And I think I talk to a lot of people that are starting businesses or going to start businesses. And often we find that the approach that they should use is a little bit different than what they anticipated based on what Google Trends tells them. So I would suggest that that's the first place to look. And then once you've established what the business idea is, of course, everybody these days is talking about AI. And AI is really a tremendous research tool. And so I'd suggest as a next step that they open up ChatGPT. It's free. And they ask ChatGPT, what are some of the challenges that customers are facing in the market that they're going into? And this gives them some ideas of how they can present their idea to their customers. And the reason that I suggest doing that is because they can create a special, sort of an introductory package, if you will, based on what the primary concerns are in the market that they're going into. So they can do sort of an elevator pitch. You know, this is what I do. And by the way, I've got this promotion going on right now. The idea being that you might actually want to give away your services to start with to get some Google reviews from clients. And so that's a great way to get started. Quite often, we have to look at where's the client going to be? Is the client going to be searching, or are they going to be in social media? So you could start out with a Facebook business page. which doesn't cost very much. You can do it yourself, but even if you went to a professional, you could start with that. Or you could start with a Google Business Profile. You don't need to start out with a website to begin with. You can start with those and then sort of feel your way along. The most important thing, though, is to network. And the chambers of commerce and boards of trade are the best place to do that, because quite often, every month, they have events where you can network with people and they're free or cost almost nothing. And that then opens up the least expensive marketing channel that you can find, which is email. And so as you go out and you're networking with people and you're bouncing your idea off of them and you're getting their email address, now you're getting a pool of people that you can market to directly. So that's a great way to get started.
No, that's really insightful, Kevin. It's empowering to see how that businesses, they don't need to overcomplicate their efforts in the end to see the results. Now, Eric, in your experience, how important is having a strong digital foundation like a website or Google My Business Profile when starting out?
It's absolutely critical. A lot of businesses kind of, when they start up, they look to their childhood as they grew up and to those strategies, but those kind of old school marketing techniques really aren't very effective these days. Newspapers, flyers, radio, that kind of a thing is not a super effective way to market in today's economy. So when people want to buy something today, say a product or service, what do? They go immediately to their phone, or if they're on a desktop computer, they're going to go to Google and search for what they want. So that means you need to be coming up in those search results. So if you don't have a digital presence, or if your digital presence is weak, you're not going to be discovered as readily as your competitors. So it's super critical to make sure that you, first of all, have a presence in all of the relevant areas, and then optimize those presences so that you're being discovered by your target audience.
Thank you so much to the both of you. I mean, these starting steps are foundational for any business that is entering the digital world, and knowing where and how to begin, it truly makes all the difference. And listeners, digital marketing is just not for big brands. You know, it's a tool that every business or every small business can leverage to connect with their community. So remember that even small steps, they can lead to big results. Up next, let's explore the challenges that small businesses face when competing with larger chains, because competing with larger chains can seem like losing a battle for small businesses, but digital marketing levels the playing field. So let's talk about some strategies for standing out. Eric, what challenges do small local businesses face when competing with large international chains, and how can they overcome them?
Well, I like how you say that the digital levels the playing field. It both does and it doesn't. It levels the playing field because, you know, a big corporate company, they have the same access to a Google Business Profile that a mom and pop shop does. And there's the same ways that you can optimize it, and there's no other way you can optimize it. But that doesn't mean that it's perfectly level. Obviously, big businesses, big corporations have way more budget to throw at these things, seemingly endless budget, and you feel like you're drowning in all the effort that they're putting into things. But small businesses can be much more tactical. Large businesses tend to think that they can do everything, and when they do that, they tend to spread themselves a little bit thin, and not all of the tactics in digital marketing are equally effective. For a small business, we recommend to identify the most effective tactic and then go in heavy on that. And you can almost ignore some of the other tactics that the big businesses throw a lot of time and money at. The other thing that small businesses don't have, they're challenged with not having their own marketing team in most cases. Most small businesses have a founder or an owner that started their business because they're good at their trade or whatever it is that they're doing, and they have to learn marketing as they go. Well, that's not always an easy thing to do. And it takes tons of experience to be able to learn how to position a product and service in a way that is going to be readily accepted by your target market. So I would say best thing to do is to try to outsource that work so that you, the business owner, can focus on delivering the best quality product or service that you can. Because that's going to make you stand out the most, is delivering high quality output, and leave the marketing to a trained person. You don't need to bring in an outside team. You can outsource that very effectively. Plus, small businesses can be way more nimble in their decision-making practice. And they're, you know, it's not going to take them 6 months to decide to build a new website. They can decide in 3 days.
That is amazing. And you're absolutely right, Eric. I mean, leveraging unique local value is such a powerful way to connect with customers. But Kevin, can you please share some examples of local businesses that successfully position themselves against big competitors using digital marketing?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. It's a really big challenge in the Canadian marketplace. 84% of all businesses are what economists call micro businesses. So they're businesses with 9 or fewer employees. In the United States, it's over 60%. And so we're really talking the vast majority of businesses. And as Eric pointed out, really, really tough to compete against large multinational companies that seem to have unlimited budget. We were working with a locally owned funeral home, and they were faced with three multinational competitors in their marketplace. And each of those was spending 2.5 times what budget they had to do their marketing just on pay-per-click advertising. And so it almost seemed like an impossible task to penetrate that market and improve their market share. And they really wanted to increase their number of funerals by 50%. And they had been flat for over 10 years, always doing about 200 funerals a year. And so we used a tactic that Google's been encouraging people to use for about 7 years now. And that tactic was geo-positioned local landing pages. So Google saw the Google Business Profile as a way to help small local businesses compete against the large multinationals. But the problem was that the Google Business Profile only had a reach of about 1.5 kilometers. And so Google, with the inception of Google Maps, found a bunch of locations that were not commercial that they had GPS coordinates from. And in looking at the traffic to the Google Business Profile, it was mostly coming from mobile devices. Cell phones were doing, people were doing searches on their cell phones. And Google knew the GPS coordinates of the business, and they knew the GPS coordinates of the cell phones. So they said, hey, for local businesses, we could use GPS SEO. And they introduced this concept of hyperlocal search engine optimization using GPS coordinates. And they've increased the importance of that virtually every quarter for the last 7 years, so that now it's the most important thing that they consider when somebody's doing a search. And for this particular client, we placed geo-positioned local landing pages around where they were located. In particular, we located them where there were hospitals. And that was because most of the people that were calling the funeral home were calling from a hospital. And so this allowed them to increase their sales of funeral services by 54% in 6 months. Just an absolutely staggering increase for them. And that's not unusual. It's not restricted to funeral homes. It's really restricted to people that are looking for a local supplier. And Google says 47% of all people that are doing searches are looking for a local supplier.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are some great points from the both of you. I mean, local businesses, they truly have an edge when they focus on community. Now, coming up next, we'll discuss budget-friendly digital marketing tips for small businesses, because many small businesses, they worry that they can't afford digital marketing. So let's break that myth and explore some cost-effective ways to get started. Kevin, what would you say to businesses that want to start digital marketing but don't have a big budget?
The most effective marketing tool that they have, and the least expensive, is email. Email is kind of overlooked, but it is a social media platform. And the open rates on email is very, very large. And so particularly if the person knows who the email is coming from. So when you combine as a small business networking, and you're going out and you're going to chamber events and you're going out to other events in the community and you're getting yourself known, when you're sending out emails that contain information that people would find interesting, like we go back to when you were doing your research on ChatGPT, is what are the burning issues? So when you send out information, emails to people, they're going to open them, and that builds a subconscious brand in their mind, and they develop a personal relationship as well. At the end of the day, people buy from people. And so as you build your personal brand and the brand for your business through email, you can do it very, very cost effectively. It is by far the least expensive way to grow your business. And as you grow your business, then you can look at other channels that you can use. Certainly the most effective way is pay-per-click advertising. It's also the most expensive. And so we then suggest to people that they should use search engine optimization. And since Google has been focused on hyper-local search engine optimization, that really plays to small local businesses' advantage. And the large multinationals are not trying to rank highly in a local municipality. They're trying to rank well nationally, or traditionally search engine optimization has been focused on cities.
Mm-hmm. That's such a practical perspective, Kevin. I mean, starting small but smart makes a world of difference. Now we dive into the future of digital marketing for small businesses, because with so many platforms available, businesses often wonder if, you know, having their own website is still relevant. So let's unpack this debate. Eric, is having a website still necessary for small businesses, or can they rely solely on platforms like social media and Google?
Yeah, good question. It's really tempting for a small business to just go for these free tools that are available, and they should go for those free tools. But I would suggest that it's not enough for several reasons. First of all, these tools that that Google and Facebook and other places put out, one of the key fields in those tools is what is your website URL. Just case in point, I went this morning looking for some lunch. My wife's out getting it right now as we're talking. And we went online to search for something, and we discarded two restaurants that had a Google business profile, but no website located there, because we wanted to go in there and explore the menu and see photos. And a website is where you can express the full bandwidth of what you offer. And these free tools, although they are great and you should definitely use them, they're not enough. Customers come to expect that full presence, and it is a trust factor. Just in my simple case this morning, I just eliminated two potential restaurants that could have had my business simply because they didn't have a website. Mm-hmm. So similarly, when you're conversing with people digitally, if you're sending email from a gmail.com email or Hotmail, even worse, or something like that, it just breaks the trust factor a little bit. People expect that you're going to be communicating with a company domain-based email, right? Eric Poulin at digitalmarketingpeople.ca instead of Eric at gmail.com. It just has a different resonance when you're communicating with somebody. not only that, these, when you have these free tools in use and your website, it gives you more online presence that you would not otherwise have. So I would say, yes, definitely you need a website. And if you want to go into e-commerce, it's an absolute must because you can't do that on these free tools. So yeah, have a presence, optimize it. It's going to help you even at the very beginning. And you don't have to go to a full-blown e-commerce website right from day one, but definitely having a presence is going to make a huge difference.
That's a great perspective, Eric. I mean, a website truly is the digital storefront of a business. Now, Kevin, how can businesses optimize their websites to convert those visitors into loyal customers?
That's a really good question. And it's a question that one of the first questions I get involved with when I'm talking to a local business owner. Quite often when I go in and I meet with them and I ask them, well, what do you do? They'll give me like two or three pages of line items of everything that they do. And my next question is always, where does 80% of your revenue come from? Because what we want to talk about is, what's your core business? Why do people do business with you? And that's best represented by where 80% of your revenue is coming from. Sure, you do these other things as well, but you can almost look at them as the magazine rack or candy bar rack at the exit of the checkout. People don't go to a store to buy the candy bars that are at the checkout. They're already there. They bought what they came and they bought something that's what they wanted. And that happened to be there and they were a little hungry. And so they bought a candy bar. And so we talk with businesses about just focusing on your core. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that the search engine optimization for your core product and services is there. Let's make sure it's easy for people to navigate. Let's make sure that you've got reviews from people about those core services. The other incidentals that you also offer, they'll happen anyways. But if you look at your actual sales, you'll find that those incidental products or services were only sold because the person also bought one of your core services. And so they bought it because it was convenient.
No, it's really clear that websites, they remain essential for building credibility and driving conversations. And thank you to both of you for shedding light on this. And listeners, think of your website as your online headquarters. You know, it's where the customers, they learn to trust your business. So please make it count. Now let's look ahead at advanced strategies small businesses can adopt, because as digital tools evolve, you know, small businesses must adapt to stay competitive. So let's talk about advanced strategies that are accessible to all. Eric, what are some advanced digital marketing strategies that small businesses can use to stay ahead in their industries?
Well, good question. I would say, first of all, you want to have an actual strategy. I think people assume that if you're placing some ads, then you're good. But that's a tactic and not a strategy. I would say going through the full process, what we call a digital marketing blueprint, putting together the whole picture based on research, based on current trends, based on what your competitors are doing and how you're ranking in relation to them, those things matter, and they matter first before you try to pick tactics. We've seen a lot of customers that just want to dive right into pay-per-click advertising, for example, which has a great output, but it's not always the best strategy, and it's not always the best first strategy, and it can result in a lot of wasted advertising dollars. Mm-hmm. When maybe it's a website, maybe it's, you know, optimizing these free tools that you have available, especially for small local businesses, where every dollar of spend really matters. You want to make sure that your strategy is key in place. That's what I would say is the very first thing that you should be working on. And some people might not call that an advanced thing, but I think it gets overlooked, especially by small businesses, quite a bit.
That's that. Those are amazing insights, Eric. I mean, advanced strategies, they just don't elevate your business, but they, in fact, future-proof it. But as we wrap up and before we let you both go, what's one key insight each of you would share with our small businesses that are aiming to thrive in today's digital-first world?
I think the what I encourage small business owners to focus on very early is how are you going to measure success? You really can't have an effective marketing strategy unless you know what should result from that marketing strategy and develop a way to measure that. With small business, that's usually very, very difficult, because if you're dealing with e-commerce clients or large multinationals, they have extensive software in place to capture all sorts of information. But for small businesses, they get exposed to the marketplace, which is very complex. And so typically a client will have interfaced with your business 11 times before they ever call or before they ever walk through your door. And so it's very difficult to know what action you did that caused that customer to come in. And so when I remember one of the first restaurants we dealt with, we decided, or they decided, that they would measure success by number of plates served and the average revenue per plate. Mm-hmm. And they set a goal of increasing their sales by 10% in the first year. Now, right. by the end of the third quarter, we were at 11%. Mm-hmm. And the average price per plate was the same as it was before that. And so I was kind of concerned, because they thought they could only grow by 10%, and we were only three quarters of the way through the year. And I said, well, do you think you could still grow? And they thought maybe another 10%. And so we let the campaign run. And by the end of the year, they had served 21% more plates than they had in the previous year. And the average revenue per plate was the same. And so they were confident as we moved forward that they were making success, because they had clear definition of how to measure it.
Mm-hmm. Eric, would you like to share some thoughts as well?
Sure. I would say, just kind of following up on what we already reviewed, take advantage of these free platforms that are out there. Make sure you claim and fully optimize your Google Business profile. Make sure you claim and optimize your social media pages. And really just make sure you're doing something. Don't just let your business coast, because your competitors are not doing that. And you got to keep up with the wave of digital marketing in order to have success.
Well, this was amazing. Thank you to the both of you for sharing your expertise and inspiring our guests today. It's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to participate.
And listeners, today's episode featured Kevin and Eric, two leaders in the digital marketing who shared actionable tips for small businesses. We discussed everything from getting started with digital marketing to advanced strategies that can help small businesses compete and grow. A special thank you to our guests, as well as to our partners, RBC, UPS, Constant Contact, IAG, and Google for their invaluable support. Please don't forget to visit our official website, CanadianSME.ca, to subscribe to the Canadian SME Small Business Magazine for more insightful content. Till then, we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. Your support fuels our passion for empowering Canadian businesses. Don't miss out on our next episode, filled with fresh perspectives and actionable strategies. Subscribe at CanadianSME.ca and be part of a community that's shaping the future of Canadian business. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and making a difference.